All right.
So, here is a pretty simple example. This one is in C. We define a data. We define a thing of type MPI underbar status, which is this predefined in the header. That's the thing to hold the return status. Then we initialize MPI using the arguments of this main C routine. Then we find out the number of processors. We find out which processor we are in that number of processors. Then we test to see if we're processor zero. If we're processor zero, we send out a message to every other processor, which is something which I told you wasn't the most efficient way of doing things. We've set the tag to be my favorite number, 137, which is 1 over the fine structure constant, but could be anything. Because as long as the tag is the same in what sends it and what receives, it doesn't matter what you do. And so the way this program is written, this is a SPMD program. So this is loaded in every processor. So every processor sees tag of 137. So here's processor 0, which is doing a send, which is it sends a standard C structure with 1 plus the number of actual characters in the message for the final terminating 0 byte. It tells the system it's of type character. It tells it to send it to processor I, because we're looping over I. We have this arbitrary tag, and we've told it that we're living in a world which is the total world. Then here, for all other processors, we just sit and do a blocking receive, which means it just waits till the information gets there. So that's the advantage. Here there's no reason to not do a blocking receive because we have nothing else to do. So we sit there and wait till the message comes. So this makes sense. Processor 0 sends it out. So if you're processor 0, you send it out, and that's the end of the problem. If you're not processor 0, you do an MPI receive, which obviously wouldn't be ready initially, but you just wait, because this is a blocking receive. So just wait for the result of this message comes. And we've defined, up here we defined an array of size 20 characters. We've told MPI receive that we have at most 20 characters. That what we're receiving is a type character. We told it is coming from processor 0 because we know that. We could have wildcarded this if we wanted to say it from any processor. We happened to have sent the tag to 137. It could have been MPI underbar, any underbar tag if we wanted to. We're doing it in the whole world. And here is a data structure, the address of the data structure status to receive the information. And then we just print it out, and then we finish MPI. So this is a simple example of Hello World.